Hey now, what you're about to hear is a free preview of one of this week's episodes of The Dumb Zone. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the archive of all of our past episodes, please go to patreon.com/thedumbzone. It's only a hilariously priced $6.90 per month to subscribe.
Now, the NLRB case is still going, I mean, you know, so that's the relevant one.
It still looms.
I just want to drive home what an amazing thing it is that what Matt is describing, that you guys are willingly wanting to withdraw this action and the government has still stuck with it. I mean, I've seen it on the criminal side, right? Like you'll have a complaining witness and an assault, and then they'll come back and they'll say, no, I don't want to prosecute my boyfriend or whatever. And the government says, hey, no, we got a compelling interest to protect the public and prosecute this bad guy. But the stakes are high typically, right? It's like somebody who is at danger of being physically assaulted or, you know, there have to be certain circumstances where the government says, okay, I understand you don't want to move forward, but we're going to move forward anyway. And so,
yeah. Well, in this
it's
case,
just unbelievable. That,
in
that
this case, the one thing to remember here is that, you know, because they're a public agency, they're thinking about the other workers at Cumulus. And
absolutely.
In their mind, they're saying, okay, so these rules are probably in thousands of contracts.
Right.
And so maybe you're cool with it, but those are all illegal contracts as far as we're concerned. And we have a case that is a vehicle for clearing up all those contracts, because that would be the remedy. It's not just money. They would have to cease, they would have to excise all of these terms from all of their contracts and all of their handbooks if they were deemed illegal under the NLRA. So from the agency's perspective, it's like, okay, Dan and Jake, that's two people. There's over 3,000 Cumulus employees. So weighing these two, it's not that hard to say, okay, we're going to keep going with this even though you want to withdraw because we want to protect the other, you know, 3,000 workers.
This is now I'm just asking opinions, and I know you like objective facts, Matt, but do you guys think without, if Matt had not implored us, or Matt and Philip, you know, when we first got the cease and desist to file an NLRB thing, like, it feels like that helped us a lot, knowing that that was part of our arsenal. Like, that, had you guys not done that, you know, I obviously the facts are still the same as far as looking at our contracts. And so that probably would have gone positively, but it feels like that also looming is kind of what, I don't know, this is my opinion, it kind of really helped it get the settlement in the long run, that thing's part of this.
Yeah, and I'll give my perspective on that, because like I said earlier, when I came into this thing, I knew nothing about the NLRB, I knew nothing about the NLRA. You know, I came in to help with the district court litigation on the issue of the validity of a non-compete clause under this factual scenario. And that's what I devoted my time to. But and if I'm going to be quite honest, I kind of minimized the NLRB stuff. I didn't think the judge would buy it. I didn't think that's how we were going to win the case. But, you know, again, that wasn't my bailiwick, so I let Philip and Matt run with that stuff. But I agree with you 100%, Dan, that in the end, that NLRB complaint was one of the most important things that pushed a settlement in this case. Because once Cumulus, once Susquehanna realized the box that they were in, and it took a while.
It did, yeah.
It took a while, but once they realized the box that they were in, I think then they realized, oh, crap, we've stepped in it here.
Yeah, the development of it was really funny throughout the case because, you know, I'm the only one on our team that does the NLRB stuff. They didn't have a labor lawyer on their team until a couple weeks in. And so, you know, I'm just sitting here. Everyone's talking about the state law stuff, and in my mind, I'm like, all that matters is NLRB stuff. And no one else, you know, I don't, you know, no one else knows or their side doesn't care. And I'm just sitting, and it's just progressing and no one's paying attention to it. And then all of a sudden, that at the end of the first mediation, this just bomb goes off and it just seems like everything turned on its head. And it's like, oh man, all NLRB all the time at this point. So
yeah, at the very end, the whole case shifted from being about the validity of the non-compete to how the hell do we get these NLRB charges withdrawn?
Yeah.
That's the whole case turned on its head once they realized the NLRB stuff was problematic for them.
The dumb zone.